It's already considered one of the greatest films ever made, Francis Ford Coppola's Apocalypse Now. It reopens today, reworked, redone, and maybe repaired, NPR's Alex Chadwick reports.
In the last year, Francis Coppola and his editor friend Walter Murch have gone back to add sequences cut from the original film to make it more popularly acceptable at its release 22 years ago. It was still highly controversial then. Joseph Conrad's novella, Heart of Darkness, in a surreal transplant from Africa to Asia with Martin Sheen as a U.S. Army captain in Vietnam.
This is the end, beautiful friend.
When I was here, I wanted to be there. When I was there, all I could think of was getting back into the jungle.
The new version, Apocalypse Now Redux, adds almost 50 minutes, and in them you can see a more complex story than the original, more powerful, more inevitable. But Francis Coppola says the decision a couple of years ago to remake Redux came about partly through serendipity.
I was sitting in London, and it was on television in London, and I always get a kick out of the opening, so I, you know, watched the first few minutes thinking that I would turn it off after that, and ended up watching the whole film, and I noted to myself, really, that the film did not seem so sort of far out and strange as I had thought or had been portrayed. So that's when I thought, gee, you know, maybe an audience of today would be more tolerant to sit through, another 40, 50 minutes and also allow the film to be less of a genre action-adventure war film and more of just a personal film on the subject of morality.
The plot is the same. Martin Sheen's character, Captain Willard, is ordered to assassinate a renegade American officer, Colonel Kurtz, played by Marlon Brando. But the mission now includes an interlude at a French colonial plantation before the climactic encounter at Kurtz's river hideout near the Cambodian border.
If you like, we can have some cognac.
No, si vraiment.
The war will be still here tomorrow.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I've read reviews of this film saying that whereas the ending in the original Apocalypse Now seemed muddled and unsure, that in this film it seems to better focus on and resolve the theme. And it's interesting because the ending is exactly the same, but the context is different.
Can I ask you about a little edit that you made in the original film? And in seeing the Apocalypse Now Redux, I didn't understand why you would have taken out the scene toward the end of the film where Kurtz and Willard are talking and Kurtz is reading to him from Time magazine, reading a news report about the war and commenting on it.
Well, two or three reasons, and it's true that that scene kind of was in and out of the old version alternately, and I kept reversing myself.
Sir Robert Thompson recently returned to Vietnam to sound out the situation for President Nixon. He told the president last week that things felt much better and smelled much better over there. How do they smell to you, soldier?
I realized that the Kurtz character, as it is in the book, in the novella, depends on being mysterious and that you have to dish it out in razor slices. And if you go too far, if you show too much of him, perhaps the illusion would be broken. But in this film, since the approach seemed broader and more diverse, I felt that was a good thing to put back in.
When Apocalypse Now was first released, Francis Coppola himself called it a long, strange film. Even longer now, it is less strange. But the story holds, and the mesmerizing performances, Sheen and Brando especially.
Are you an assassin? I'm a soldier.
You're neither. You're an errand boy sent by grocery clerks to collect a bill.
The director coaxed these scenes from actors who were often improvising and who did not even know how the film would end. Apocalypse Now was a notoriously chaotic shoot, with Coppola writing and rewriting and assembling what he had.
The kind of films I have always wanted to make tended to be films with themes that I didn't totally understand, but somehow felt were important or pertinent to modern life, to my life. So usually I would say, oh, I want to make a film about privacy, and that came out as The Conversation, or in the case of Apocalypse, a film about morality. And in fact, believe in working on films in which I don't know the answers to the questions. And I feel the artist has to struggle with what it is he wants to express. And that struggle takes place during the making of the film. And then the film itself is the answer. You know, obviously today studios want it all to be on the page, want it to be just like some other film that has worked, and that's what they enforce for the price of their financing.
Yeah, you know, if we put these remarks on the air, you'll never make another film.
Well, I may not make another film. I mean, I obviously don't want to make the kind of films that are sponsored and approved of by, you know, come out every Friday and you go to movies and you say, well, didn't I see that before once? And rarely do you see something that kind of connects with you or that illuminates life. So I have to always be someone who sort of finances the film himself or tries to get allies to enable me to go on one of these extraordinary journeys. I mean, even though, in fact, even by Hollywood terms, my films have earned great, great amounts of money for them, you know, still at each term of the way, they're afraid of the unknown. And I think it's the artist's role to not be afraid of the unknown.
Film director Francis Ford Coppola is now at work on a new film, Megalopolis, a story about the future. Apocalypse Now redux, his retelling of the American past in Vietnam, opens today. This is Alex Chadwick, NPR News.
This is the end.